pregame coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for boys basketball action. And joining me, head coach of the Esack County Raiders, head coach Todd Bontrager. And first, coach, kind of walk us through your last five games. You've won four in a row coming into tonight. A lot of good things going for Raider basketball right now.
Yeah, we had a good week last week. I thought we played well, pretty consistent, and had a nice road win at GTRA. We're trying to build some confidence. We played great at home all year, just trying to build our confidence on the road because our next five are on the road, so we're going to have to get used to it.
You talked about it there, but talk about some of the challenges of coming into a week and not only playing as many games as you did, but having a Saturday game rolled in there as well. I mean, you go from earlier in the month where it felt like you weren't playing hardly at all to 1 week where you've got almost five games in 5 days.
Yeah, the biggest thing is we miss a lot of prep time with practices. You know, a lot of people in the same boat too, but, you know, that's your opportunity to fix things and reinforce the good things you want to do. So some of those things you got to learn on the fly in game situations. But, you know, I thought we had a big win at DTRA Saturday night. We played really good against Sioux Central at home Friday. Start off great against DTRA, and then I could kind of tell by the middle of the second quarter we were going to have some tired legs. But we fought through it, played a really good game, considered the situation, and look forward to getting things started off well this week with only two games, and we'll get three practices this week.
Talk about what it does for your team having gone through that week, and obviously you win all four games last week, and you win a couple, like you said, by a sizable margin in there. What does it do for your team? I mean, it's hard to imagine another week in the schedule that's going to be that jam-packed.
Well, the weather looks like it's going to be pretty good here coming up. We do have one makeup the last week of the season, so we do have three games that very last week, but at least that game's at home against Maple Valley on the 9th. But this team has really weathered a lot of storms within games. They've fought off some good runs by other teams, and they've never wilted. They keep a positive mindset, and they keep fighting. And so it's been a big thing for our team when you're talking about our team. So from a coach's standpoint, anyways. And so I really like that about our team, and moving forward with the challenges we're going to continue to have, especially going into four games on the road and this next week and a couple tough games next week and then leading tournaments, you know, we're going to need that mental toughness.
Chatting with head coach Todd Bontrager of Esack County Boys Basketball, and we dial into your last time out. A Saturday game for you and the boys. You win it 63-41. You talked about a fast start in the game. You guys scored 20 in the first quarter, outscored GTRA in every quarter but the second, the rest of the way. Walk us through what you were seeing there. I know you talked a little bit about it earlier, the tired legs as the game got along, but hard to ask for a better start than your first quarter.
No, it was a great start, especially on the road, you know, because you aren't anticipating good shooting on the road always. Carter Ludwig, I think he's hit the first big three of the game each of the last four games. So he's kind of have it locked in, and he's not a high-volume shooter. They take situational shots, and they're shooting good percentage from three. But he's been a big key to getting us going. And then, you know, always have Ryan Clare around the basket scoring well for us. And then Sam Dillon's really been shooting the ball really well this last week. And so, and throw in there Caleb Eichhorn. He had a 25-point game against Manson, which was absolute huge win for us last Tuesday. We got guys playing with confidence, and they're sharing the ball and playing well together.
One more stat line out of that GTRA game. Ryan Clare, 22 points, 12 rebounds. Talked about Sam Julin with 18, but anytime you get a double-double, that's certainly an effort both on the offensive side and then the rebounding side as well.
Yeah, Ryan Clare has been super consistent all year. He's had numerous double doubles this year. I haven't even counted them up. So, and I don't know. I'm gonna say we've had 16 games. He's probably had at least 12 double doubles or so, and he's been super consistent there. And Luke Wright's had a handful of double doubles too. There, playing our five spot. You know, Ryan plays inside out for us, and then those guys have been super consistent all year.
Looking towards your matchup tonight, you battle Pocahontas area, a rematch from earlier in the year. You played them back in December. What were some of the takeaways from that game? A close game relatively, other than that second quarter where you guys really put the pedal to the metal, outscoring the Indians 24-5.
Yeah, it was a pretty tight game for us for a score. I thought, oh, we're going to be in for a fight. And that was early on. We didn't really know what each team had, you know, early in the season. But they got off to a good start, and then we were, you know, just weren't quite clicking offensively. And then second quarter, you know, they kind of played a defense where they kind of keyed on our interior guys, sagged in the zone, and that was a game where Caden Allen came in and hit 5 3-pointers for us. So we made sure it had our 3-point shooting out there and stretch out the defense, and were able to take it to the rim a little bit more, you know, starting that middle of that second quarter onward. So, you know, this is a game where Pocahontas is capable of shooting the ball well, but they do give up a lot of points. So there's going to be scoring opportunities there. We got to bypass a decent shot for a better one and try to get a free throw line. That'll be the key tonight.
And then last question, Coach, you touched on it there, but you get ready to now go to Pocahontas. Talk about what your team needs to do in this. I mean, you guys playing white-hot basketball, winning your last four, but going to meet a Pocahontas team tonight that's going to be looking for redemption from earlier in the year.
Oh, yeah. There's no pressure on them. They have senior night. They're going to be coming out playing really hard. Got to take their best shot. We got to play smart basketball. We can't be reaching in and committing silly fouls. And our bench is very, very depleted right now. We're in the process of kind of redoing that bench a little bit. So we've got a couple guys that need to come in and do their thing. But we can't afford to get in foul trouble. And if we do get in foul trouble with a couple of key scorers, that puts us in a tough situation and changes roles on our team that maybe they're not used to playing. So those are the challenges when you're on the road. And we got to play smart basketball, but yet aggressive.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
And this has been Head Coach Todd Bontrager of the East Sac County Raider Boys basketball team as part of pregame coverage. It's right here on Mix 101.7.